Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi.
Well, it's that time. It's time to catch up on winter so far. We are into February, so what have we missed talking about?
Oh. First of all, we have to talk about light, right? We're all aware of just what abundance now, it seems, of light that we're having, even though we're just, I think, a little bit over an hour more daylight since the winter solstice. But boy, for me anyway, that just seems like a huge amount. I'm just relishing that. And so we're over 10 hours of daylight. And beyond my excitement about it, it's worth just remembering that as I kind of respond to that, that it's light that is such an important cue for so many plants and animals for different aspects of their lives. I feel like, oh, just like them, I'm I'm queuing up for something. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but so light is a big one.
So more than the temperature change, light is
for
some things.
Yes, for some things,
grow, you know?
Definitely for some things. I think, you know, we've talked in the past about how light is important for the dormancy of plants to break. Well, there's going to be some response to really local and immediate conditions. But at a certain point, plants can't pay close attention to what's happening right here and now, because if they did, they might lose out on ultimately their goal of producing seeds, you know, viable seeds for the year. But there are certain risks, obviously, and the same with animals. If you're a nesting bird, you can't necessarily wait till the weather's just right, because the weather may not ever get just right. You just have to go for it. And it's the light that is that more consistent cue about the time of the year it is and what you as a species need to be doing. So light is it's a big deal.
Are birds starting to notice each other? I noticed that there were two blue jays in my feeder, and just for an instant, one shared a seed with the other.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think you're right. I think I'm seeing and hearing things that suggest that other animals besides me are paying attention to the change in things. So that sharing of the seed, pretty sure I'm hearing more of the song of the chickadees, and blue jays are doing a much wider range of calls, including that pump handle song that I think of as sort of an indication that they're kind of getting into a different mode in terms of how they interact. There are changes, and in terms of birds also, I know we've talked about how we've had a dearth of woodpeckers around our place for the past couple of years. And but we have occasionally this winter seen a hairy woodpecker visiting the area right around the house, but not necessarily every day or even maybe just one, not even once a week. But I have heard it drumming. That's another indication that these earlier nesting birds are definitely paying attention. Other bird-related stuff that I haven't observed, but that I think we can be pretty certain is going on, are that our great horned owls and our barred owls, they are very much into the courting mode and getting nigh on the kind of the nesting breeding period. And so for great horned owls in particular, the males are very intensely focused on hunting, and because they're not only feeding themselves during courtship, but they feed their mates. So they're really intent during this kind of courtship period. And then, of course, that follows right on into the feeding throughout the nesting season. I was just thinking the other day about how it won't be very long, at least the routine around our place anyway, is that the pine grosbeaks all leave by about the middle of this month. The mother bears are nursing cubs somewhere out there in the cold. Oh, that's
what about plants? Are they doing anything just yet?
You know, I think with plants, as the light intensity increases now and the angle of the sun changes and so on, this is when a lot things are initiated, like we've talked about before, that sunscreen that the aspens get on the exposed side of
that's that powdery tree.
It's very powdery. Yeah, you could go up and, you know, brush it off, or if you happen to rub up against a tree, it'll come off on your clothes. And it's with plants, it's an incremental thing. They're sensing the change of day length and so on, and that is and that's an incremental change that cumulatively brings them physiologically to the point of eventually doing those big things like breaking their buds, the dormancy of their buds, or sap moving in a tree or that kind of thing. So it, with plants, it's not so much, well, and with most things, it's not a switch. It's not like a light switch. You're on or you're off. It's this slow movement in a particular direction as the light changes.
Too soon to see migrating birds?
Well, I think so. Although, like I was just saying, with the grosbeaks moving on, so we may start to see birds that went further south, maybe other redpolls that went further south coming back, and the ones that have been here, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of shifting around that goes on this time of year. In terms of shifting, the other thing that I feel like I have to mention is that we've had ice on the lake, not just ice from somewhere else, but just in this last cold, deep cold period, we've made ice right here. And oh my gosh, it's always a thrill. I love to see that. And it's on the other hand, it's one of the very low ice year all across the Great Lakes this year in terms of ice cover, and that has implications, of course, for water loss through evaporation during the winter. So certainly aren't going to improve the situation in terms of the lake levels.
No, lake levels are already low.
Yeah, Lake Superior is definitely well below its average. Anyway, so those are so many great things about winter to appreciate.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on winter so far.
You bet.